The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
Now, more controversy today in the Dáil over the cost of living. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, had this to say to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin.
So, Taoiseach, I think it's important that you hear the voices and experiences of people who are struggling to get by. For example, this woman who says, my husband is 70, he's still working. He can't stop at the moment because if he stops, we know it's going to be very difficult for us just to live. Or this mother who says, I've started to cut back on my food shop. The price of everything has gone up. Everything. The kind of things that we can't do without. You see, they can't wait until October for the budget and then wait again until January for measures or relief to kick in. People are suffering now, Taoiseach. They're being pushed to the edge now and they need government to act now, today.
That was the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, and this was the response from the Taoiseach.
When people talk of a mini-budget, now Deputy MacDonald called for an emergency budget. I'm not so sure you're really talking about an emergency budget. I think you're just talking about an emergency expenditure programme. If we're honest, the budget has pluses and minuses, the budget has revenue generation. And I won't go into the detail of that, but in essence, it seems to me that every month since this crisis, and it's a very serious crisis, and I can understand why, but every month people want the billion to be spent, if we're honest about it. I mean, no sooner had we announced the last billion and a bit that the demand was for more the following month. And I have no doubt that if something was announced next week, before a month was out, people would be looking for another package. Deputies would be and parties would be. That's the nature of it.
Yeah, that was the response from Micheál Martin. With me in studio now is Louise O'Reilly, the Sinn Féin TD. What do you want in your, well, mini-budget? We're going to call it a mini-budget. The Taoiseach rejects the nomenclature, but we'll stick with it. What would you like to see?
Well, in the first instance, I think I'd like to see and hear from the Taoiseach that he actually understands and gets the scale of this crisis. And you can hear the frustration in Mary Lou MacDonald's voice. And it was echoed by a number of people in the Dáil today. It's as if the government just don't get it. So we do need to see an immediate cash payment made to people who are absolutely struggling. Sinn Féin have put forward these proposals. As you know, it would amount to €200 for people on €30,000 or less and €100 on people on wages between 30 and 60. I think there's other things that we can do. We could certainly accelerate the move towards a living wage. I mean, this is something that the Taoiseach keeps putting back and putting back. I mean, this time last year, it was March last year, there was an announcement that he believed the living wage should come in and it should be €12.30. Another pledge from him that the living wage should come in and it should be €12.17. We don't know where the 13 cents have gone, although the cost of living's going through the roof. So he could accelerate that. But what he's actually done is he's pushed it out to the end. If this government go full term, he's pushed it out to a year after the government go. Mm. The other thing we'd like to see is them getting back around the table with the public service unions, to discuss particularly what's going to happen to civil and public servants who are on low incomes. They could immediately act to reduce the cost of fuel. Like, there are things that the government can do. We could look at a once-off solidarity tax to raise revenue. We could also ensure that those who are on the highest incomes can pay a little bit more. The government could act. But I think the biggest problem, Kieran, is that they just don't seem to understand the scale of the problem. And I mean, I do a lot of canvassing. I was out yesterday twice canvassing. I'll be out again in Swords tonight. And people are not shy about telling you what's going on in terms of what they can afford and how worried they are about the next school year. That's very unusual for June.
But people, I'm sure, are not shy about telling government TDs and government ministers that either. And your party and others in the opposition benches are not shy. So I'm sure surely they get the scale of the problem.
But I think if they got
they only have so many quivers or arrows in their quiver, and they think, listen, we cannot spend money between now and October because that limits how much we can then spend in October. And as Leo Varadkar was saying yesterday, the Taoiseach, this inflationary period is going to continue right through into next year. It might flatline, but it's not going to go down.
And that's, I think, why we need to look at targeted measures. I mean, the OECD were pretty scathing about the measures that the government have brought in to date because they haven't been targeted. You know, for example, the energy credit, you'll get that if you have a holiday home. You'll get that for your holiday home. Now, look, I'm sure it's welcome, but realistically speaking, there are people who are having to make those hard decisions now. And it's like, I don't know what the government TDs are hearing. I know in my own constituency, I am the only TD that has offices both in the north and the south of the constituency, because I have a very open door policy and because I do want to hear from people if they're hearing it. And I would dispute whether or not they're hearing it, because you have to put yourself in a position to hear it. If they're hearing it, I just don't think it's resonating with them. And that's something that really we, as the lead party of opposition, I think it is our duty to convey to the government the extent to which people are genuinely concerned now. And what they hear from the government is, well, we don't want to help you now because we might be able to help you later. Yeah. I think people are you know, what they're saying.
They're terrified, though, of fueling inflation as well, isn't there? And that's a genuine concern. I mean, like, if they were to do exactly what you want, and if that proved to actually fuel inflation, make the problem worse, I doubt you'd be putting your hand up and saying, mea culpa, that's our fault.
No, I don't think, but the opposition don't get to set government policy. Okay, we can only put forward our ideas. You know, the government set their own policy. Well, this the position that we are in now has come as a direct result of government policy. And yes, I am proud of the fact that we have been able to push the government, but they set their own policy and they have set their face against doing anything. And I think
their fear is that your policy, if they were to implement it, and I accept they're the ones who would decide to do so, will actually make the problem worse, that it drives up the price.
Then you go back to what I heard yesterday when I was out canvassing in Malahide in the morning and again in Balbriggan in the evening time, and what I'll hear again this evening on the Doors and Swords, which is the people cannot wait. So the worry that they have now, when you are looking at the money that you have in your bank or the money that you have in your purse now, and it's not going to get you till the end of the week, those people are very, very concerned about the here and now. And I think that's what Mary Lou MacDonald was trying to get across to the Taoiseach today. That's what we have all been trying to get across, is that people cannot wait. And, you know, the risk of a wage spiral inflation is very low in this country. The OECD have said that, so we know. And again, you have the Taoiseach coming out yesterday and he's talking up the fiscal space. You know, he's talking up what they might be able to do, and they're flying kites. I was on another programme with a former TD from Fianna Fáil, and she was very adamant that the government is watching this on a week by week basis. But then they come out, they say, we're watching it, we're seeing how bad it gets, but we're not actually going to do anything about it. I think people are very concerned. Now, one thing that I will say I do welcome is that, you know, many of the measures that come in the budget, they're brought in October, but you don't actually see the difference until January.
Yes.
The Taoiseach has said that that he will move at the suggestion of the opposition, but we have been able to nudge him. I just wish we could nudge him a bit more to actually do something now.
And are you encouraged as well that the Taoiseach yesterday, when he was speaking, was talking about targeted measures? He was talking about welfare payments and the need to increase them at a more significant rate than they have. Now, let's talk about the fiver on the pension that we usually get at this time of year, and it's going to be more significant.
And I think, you know, the fact that they're listening to the opposition and they've finally woken up to targeted measures is very important.
Maybe they're listening to their constituents.
Well, perhaps they are, but they're certainly hearing it from the lead party of opposition, Sinn Féin, in the Dáil on a daily basis. Every opportunity we get, we are trying to bring it home to them. And the reason is because that's what we are hearing in our constituency clinics. And I love canvassing. It's always a bit of crack, but you're coming off the canvas now, and every time you're gathering at the end, and people are genuinely, you're hearing harrowing stories from people. And I just think the government can't be blind to that. There are people who are in dire straits today.
So direct cash payment to those most in need, €200, €100, depending on income, and get back to the negotiation table in terms of a public service pay deal, a one-off solidarity tax possibly. The living wage, what's your response to employers who say, whoa, 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 we're also dealing with massive cost increases and massive inputs increases, you know what I mean? We cannot.
Well, as with the and as with the minimum wage, and nobody wants to look at. I worked in the unions for years. I was a full time union organizer. There isn't a union organizer in the country that wants to put the place where their members work out of business. There isn't a union member in the country that wants to put the place where they work out of business. That's not where workers are at. Okay, but if they can afford it, if employers can afford it, well, then they should be moving toward the minimum. minimum wage, and some employers that can are already doing that. But as with all legislation, there is an article within it, there is a clause within it that will allow an employer to go to the Labour Court and to prove that they cannot afford to pay. So nobody, least of all me, would want to put workers out of a job or put businesses on the ropes in that way. There will always be a measure there. We're working, we've just finished actually working on a piece of legislation in relation to the living wage, and that clause is in it. That clause was in it as well in relation to the minimum wage when the minimum wage was brought in, and that clause remains, and I think that's important.
Do you need the government to intervene though? Does when you've got full employment, which we effectively have, does the market not take care of this?
Oh, I wish the market did. I never would have had a job before I worked in politics, Ciarán, if the market took care of that. I think workers need to be, you know, live to the fact that they should be looking after their own bottom line. They should be joining their trade union, getting active in their trade union and bargaining for those pay increases where their employers can afford it. And many, many, many employers can afford it because there were plenty of people came through the pandemic. They went in, maybe multimillionaires, they're coming out billionaires, you know. So this is not a country that doesn't have rich people in it. This is not a country that's not capable of doing well or indeed sustaining decent levels of wages for workers.
Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD. Louise, thanks a million for joining me in studio. Lots of people getting in touch about this. Can I read some peeing in the sea text? I really want to read some peeing in the sea text. I'm going to read some peeing in the sea text. So a local authority in Galicia in northern Spain, they want to slap fine £750 for people who just want to go out and enjoy themselves and have a little pee, a little leak in the sea. I mean, what is wrong with it? It's our absolute right to pee in the sea, says one listener. How are we supposed... Louise O'Reilly is grimacing here. How are we supposed to keep born...
That's
what the smell is. I will protect it forever, says this listener. The fish love it. Provides a bit of substance, says somebody else. I'd love to see the job application for whoever they get to police that wonder somebody. And another person trying to kind of diagnose me with issues. Ciarán, I'm pretty sure I heard you talking about peeing in the shower recently. I mean, you need to move on. Everybody pees in the shower, and I think everybody should pee in the sea. I say it's time we thumb our noses at the local authorities in Galicia in Spain. Pee freely. 53106, keep those texts coming at a cost of 30 cents. We're going to be talking about dogs, crocs, and after the break, these new guidelines for concussion in rugby.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.